This is Quanisha. May I have a zip code to pull up an account that's associated with you, please?
Yes, it's 42301.
Thank you for that. And can I have your first and last name?
Sarah Haynes.
Okay. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address, please?
1931 Oxford Drive.
Thank you for that. And yes, ma'am, I do see back on December 29th, you purchased the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse for $7.45 and $6.70. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
With those then, two? You can go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Then it also withdrew close to $100 twice on January 19th.
Oh, I got a headache. Yes, ma'am, I do understand. And with those two products, they are all natural to help reduce appetite and increase metabolism, but they were on a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call back in 14 days to cancel the trial, that you will be billed for those products at their original cost, which are the two charges that you are seeing against your account today. Oh, I got a headache.
Okay, so they're not sending any more of them, or...
Correct. If you want me to cancel out your account, that way to stop all future charges and future shipments, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, wouldn't they send me two more bottles if I paid
what you pay for? You pay like, what, $10 and some change, which was for shipping and handling. Those two products that they sent you, they were on a 14-day trial, so you're being billed for the products that you already have.
Wow. Okay. Okay, just cancel it.
Yes, ma'am, and I hate to have to lose you as a customer, even if I could offer those products in your future with a 35% discount.
If you give me 35% off what you guys already charged me.
I wish I could, love.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. Nobody, who would pay full price, like, that price for something like that?
I'm not
no,
sure.
Okay.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. I'm not sure.
I wish I had known that that's what that was.
I'm sorry about that. And even if I could offer a 50% discount?
No. I mean, I really want to kind of dispute the charges at this point because that's a whole car payment for me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. And I can help you out a little. Even if I could offer you 35% of your money back?
Yeah, no thanks, because I just feel like this was a scam. And
even if I could offer you 50% of your money back?
That means
on both of those charges?
That's only if I stay on as a customer, though, right?
No, ma'am, not to get your money back. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No.
I mean...
No.
That would be great. I hate that it wasn't made more obvious and still kind of sucks. I'm out $100.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to go ahead on and process this 50% refund of your money, which you would see in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and I'll tell you how much each one, you know, as I process those. Give me just a moment.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I know
you're okay.
I know this isn't something that's your fault personally.
Yes, ma'am. That's why you gotta have tough skin.
I work in customer service. I get it.
You got to have the tough skin, Lord. Well, at least you can side with me. Let me pull my calculator up. That charge was $91.89 minus 50%, which on that first charge, I'm going to refund $45.94.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, refund that. And then the second charge was $92.90 minus the 50%, which is on that second charge, I'm going to refund $46.45, which you should see back in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, yeah, like when it first, like I saw it on my bank account, And I was like, oh, well, maybe it's like an auto like renewal and they'll send, it's like a 3 month supply or something. And when it never showed up and I never got like a confirmation email, I was kind of like, okay, maybe
Let me call and see what's going on with my money.
Yeah.
I do understand, but we got that all taken care of. I do have you. Oh, let me give you a cancellation number before I let you go for your record showing that your account has been completely canceled. I'm sorry about that. You have a pen and paper?
1 second. Yeah, I got an email for one of them.
I think those are for your refunds, but I'm not sure if they show up. If they have the, what they do, they got a, let me see if that's what, one of, no, that's not the confirmation number on the product. I want to make sure you have this for your records.
Okay.
I don't want you to be the mad lady calling back to her. She canceled my account. I didn't get a cancellation number. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie. 5. A as in Apple. E as in elephant, 2, B as in boy, A as in apple, C as in Charlie, D as in David, C as in Charlie, 3.
All right, I got it.
All right, that is your cancellation number for both of those products. Your account has been completely canceled out. You will not receive any future charges nor future shipments. And I have issued those refunds of $45.94 and $46.45, which you should send your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.